Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, and welcome to Valentine's Day. Hope you have a good one. Lee, going to jump on the line real quick with Jason in Greenville, who is volunteering bravely to tell us the story of how he found his wife through on Valentine's Day. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Tara. I was at work and, I had a coworker that I was, I admired. I mean, I didn't know if it was love at the time, but I definitely admired her. Very beautiful, beautiful person, very smart. And, you know, I walked into work on Valentine's Day. We were both working, on the same schedule that day. And I decided to take a chance and do a same day bouquet delivery, for her. And in the card, all I put was MKJ. Just kind of leave the mystery alive, because I didn't know she was available. It wasn't the kind of environment where you could really ask a whole lot of questions and not start to get a lot of office politics going on. So she, 3 o'clock rolled around. I think her shift ended at about four, and I'm kind of like twiddling my thumbs and kind of nervous and waiting for this delivery, and the delivery didn't come. So I talked to her supervisor and I said, I think she's got a delivery coming. I got a phone call. I just kind of made up something. You think you could let her know? Maybe she could hang out or something. I just heard from, over the phone. So they actually checked the phone. They're very investigative people. They started to check the phone records and they were like, well, we don't remember getting a phone call from a delivery company. I'm like, just trust me. Something's coming for her. So she got it. And she was very excited, which first of all told me that maybe she was available. and then she kept questioning, what the tag meant, the MKJ. And just like I knew, about three different guys lined up to take credit for the bouquet.
No. No, wait, okay.
So
Yeah, well, go ahead. Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Jason.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, and one of them was a good friend of mine, Richard, and he was probably the most convincing story, and she was kind of like, really? Okay, well, what does the MKJ mean? And he was like, oh, I just put that in there just to confuse you. And so she got off of work, and I kind of let it, simmer down for about an hour, and I texted her, and I said, MKJ is my initials backwards. I hope you like the bouquet. And she, of course, responded, yes, I did. Thank you so much. And then I asked her out for our first movie that evening through text. And we got married about a year and a half later, and we now have two wonderful kids. And this is the first year I've been able to really kind of go all out, not just for my wife, but for my one-year-old daughter.
Oh, so. That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Jason, I mean, you are a man of danger there. What, can you tell me what year that you did this?
Yeah, so it was 9 Valentine's Days ago, so 8 years ago.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that was before the Me Too movement, because, I mean, you took an arrest there. I mean, you could have ended up at HR. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, and the way that kind of office politics was over there, it was a bit, it was a bit like that. It was right outside of Philadelphia, and everyone was kind of looking for a little something on everyone else and stuff. So
yeah.
I had to be careful, but sometimes it's worth a shot.
So, she took it well. She thought that was really cool. How did, you just said you texted her. How did you get her number? Like, cause if she didn't really know.
We had definitely worked together, quite a bit. So we, just like we do, these days, a lot of times we would communicate through group text.
Okay.
And so I was able to kind of isolate that down and just, ask her if she liked the bouquet. And when she responded yes and all the exclamation points and, smiley faces, I said, well, I hope I'm not overstepping, but those are my initials backwards.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, awesome, Jason. And, sometimes you just got to do it. You got to put yourself out there, take a chance. And it obviously paid off really well for you. So happy, I guess, anniversary. Kind of?
Yeah, we consider Valentine's Day as our, we call it our dateiversary. So, you know, our anniversary of our first date. So,
well, awesome story, Jason. And thank you so much for giving us a phone call this morning. Really appreciate you sharing that with us. Pretty cool. All right, so Lee, how's your Valentine's Day going so far? Did you get everything for the lovely woman in your life?
Yeah, everything's falling into place.
So. Okay, good. Good for you.
It's a process.
It's, yes, well, I know. It is. Okay. Meanwhile, in a first here, have you seen what's going on with the Olympics? Did you see this?
No.
Yeah. The first ever transgender individual has qualified for the Olympics.
Ah, so it's the beginning of the end for the Olympics.
Well, just for women's sports, yeah. I don't know about the Olympics. There'll still be men's sports in the Olympics. but women's, I'm not entirely sure. A marathoner, this person has qualified for the Olympics. Everything's, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be great. And I'm sorry, I got this wrong. It's actually, he will try out for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
His time qualified him to try out. I got that part wrong.
As a woman.
Yes, as a woman, because he's a woman now. Megan Youngren is set to make history February 29th as the first openly transgender athlete to compete at the U.S. Olympic Marathon Trials. Okay. Now, it's a 28-year-old from California, got the qualifying time with the finish of 2 hours and 43 minutes in the marathon. Okay, here's why I want to bring this up. Okay, so I want to tell folks something about this. Okay, did you realize that when they were deciding to do this, the Olympic Committee, that they did a biological study of, you know, men versus women, and this biological study was done for the International Olympic Committee before it announced it would allow transgender women to compete against biological females if their testosterone is below 10 nanomol, whatever that is. However, even that level is significantly higher than that of biological females. Okay, so they commissioned the study, right? And the study found that, as long as you get your testosterone down, then it's still fair, right? No.
Okay.
No. The Olympic Committee's own study found, quote, healthy young men did not lose significant muscle mass or power when their circulating testosterone levels were reduced.
Who volunteered for that study?
I don't know. The researchers also noted that indirect effects of testosterone were not altered by hormone therapy. I'm quoting from the study, all right? For example, hormone therapy will not alter bone structure, lung volume, or heart size of the trans woman athlete, especially if she transitions post-puberty, which this individual did. So natural advantages, including joint articulation, stroke volume, maximal oxygen uptake, will be maintained. We conclude, again, this is the Olympics Committee's own study. We conclude that the advantage to trans women afforded by the IOC guidelines, this is the now guidelines that were proposed at the time, is an intolerable unfairness.
Okay.
They ignored their own studies and went forward anyway.
Of course.
So after verifying that women were no longer going to be able to fairly compete in women's sports, they said, to hell with it. Let's go forward with this thing anyway. So anybody who says, it's not fair to say it's not fair because there's no difference. Oh, yes, there is. And we've got a study by the Olympic Committee to prove it. So mom and dad, if you're shelling out that money like I do for that sports team at that sports club, and you're shelling it out for your little girl, might want to just focus on your son's athletic career instead. Because honest to God, why bother? By the way, do you know Breitbart called the national organization for women to get comment on this?
Oh, wow. And what did they have to say?
Yeah, because there's a lawsuit right now by three female runners.
Yeah.
They did not return the phone call, and they have not publicly commented on it.
No comment, huh?
No.
So do they really stand up for women?
I don't know, but if I were you, I'd go ahead and forget about this girls in sports scholarship thing. Just focus on the boys. Isn't that the way we used to do it?
Perpetuating the patriarchy?
Yeah. Nobody doing it better right now than the Olympic Committee.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
See, I love this. I'm a romantic at heart. I'm just a geek for love stories. It's bad. And people are sending them now on the text line, thanks to Jason's call. Texter writes, I just like this story. I met my wife at a cotton mill, just knew her barely, asked her out. We dated about a week. That's the part I like. We dated about a week, then got married at the courthouse. Went fishing on the way home from the courthouse and been married for 31 years and just as happy as the first day we went out. My wife's a Valentine every day. Super wife. That's fantastic. Love that. Oh, cold burn. I love this text. Female athletes just need to hang up their cleats and learn how to program, learn how to code. Another texter writes, I'm 350 pounds and I'm a wrestler, but I identify as lower weight class. Well, there you go. Crush that little guy. Another texter writes, aren't transgender people guilty of gender appropriation? Look, folks, I throw my hands up. Call Democrat Party headquarters. They'll explain. I don't know. They change the rules every 3 days. Texter writes, you know, if this transgender situation keeps up, pretty soon men's badminton is going to be taken over by women claiming to be men. Another texter writes, oh, Jason, that made me smile. Another texter writes, wishing my husband happy 22nd anniversary to my high school sweetheart. Dated for 8 years, starting in the ninth grade and throughout college, long distance relationship. We now have 3 kids. I love when it turns out well. No one ever pays much attention to the ones that turn out well. It's the ones that turn out badly that make the media. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Hey, speaking of firsts, you're the first transgender female competing in the Olympics. Not to be outdone by HGTV. Did you see what's going on there? First thruple appears on HGTV's House Hunters. This is going to be the new thing. You wait. The long-running home improvement show featured its first ever thruple, or a relationship with three partners. In Wednesday's episode, the Happy Colorado Springs thruple, Brian, Lori, and Gelly, Gelly's girl, sought the perfect home to cement their harmonious union. Are you like me? Like a train wreck, but you can't stop watching. I had to read the whole thing. Naturally, an unusual relationship calls for an unusual dwelling, and HGTV was right there, by God. The trio sought to find the perfect abode for their brood. Oh, God, there's kids. I'm just reading. Brian, Lori, and their two children, plus Gelly, short for Angela, whom they met at a bar and fell in love with about 4 years ago bought a house together. Though the three did not get married, they had a commitment ceremony last year to solidify their commitment. I just was fascinating how this comes. Okay. I understood from day one, even when we were dating, that Lori was bisexual and interested in women and men. And so we evolved to a point where we were comfortable having another woman in our lives. No word on how that went over with the kids. I guess no one cares. Buying a home together was the next big step in their relationship. And naturally, they did it on HGTV. First ever. Thank you, Katie Hill. Texter writes, for God's sake, my one wife is enough to keep me busy. Can you imagine the drama? Nuts. I don't know. Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, want to give a shout out to my mom and my dad, Alan and Ann, on their 35th wedding anniversary. My mom was a single parent, and I introduced her to my dad, and they married on Valentine's Day. He is a disabled veteran, and she is a retired government worker. It's a match made in heaven, and I love them dearly. Happy Valentine's Day, mom and dad. You know, that is so cool. You know what's really awesome about that is if you have been witness to, party to a relationship, a very loving married relationship between two people, maybe it's your parents, your grandparents, and what kind of effect did that have on you? Just to see that. I just think that's so cool. I love stories like that. Texter writes, the three-way relationship is a result of the Obama economy. It takes three incomes to have a house and have a decent life. Yeah, it was 4 years ago, right? They got together. I don't know. Thruples are new. TLC had a show a few years ago. Married couple thrupled up with a guy they met at church. Texter writes, California, in parentheses. Like, that's the only thing you need. Just, oh, all right, California. Yeah, makes sense. It lasted one season. As you can imagine, the married couple divorced and she stayed with the new guy. Oh, fabulous. Three people. You ever tried a friendship with three people? Like three best friends? It doesn't work. Texter writes, great story, Jason, but my favorite part is three other guys tried to take credit for the bouquet. Ha, 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 ha. That's the prize. Oh, Texter writes, I'm a homebound senior female and I just wanted you to know that your show is the highlight of my day. Oh my God, that's awesome. That melts my heart. Happy Valentine's. Alan and Greer writes, 37-year married, three kids, four grands, 30th year wedding ring engraved. Sharks have to swim, bats have to fly. I have to love one woman until I die. Oh, and finally, Texter writes, was that a hormonal union? Texter writes, I hate to say it, we have lost our country. It's done. Politicians, Republicans are bought and are not fighting. Now they are dismounting Trump's powers. Democrats are the ones winning on all fronts in our society. Trump put up a good fight, but the deep state is too powerful and big. I'm not willing to say it's over till it's over. Texter writes, I love y'all. I'm in HR right now. She didn't like the flowers. Oh, you are living the Me Too nightmare. Let me know how it works out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texter writes, yeah, see, this is the thing, you know, and I forgot to make this point. I'm glad a Texter did. Did you see this? Headline, first thruple appears on HGTV's House Hunters. You know those shows? I go hunt a house and renovate it so it's perfect for them. And the whole show is about, like, how do you make a house fit for a throuple? Apparently the husband and wife, I guess, went to a bar and both fell in love with her. She fell in love with them or something. I don't know how it works. It's weird. Anyway, Ed Texter writes, we can laugh about this right now, Tara, but before you know it, you'll be required to celebrate it or lose your job and be canceled. Yeah, this is how this starts, how it starts. And they're right, required to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Required. So it's not going to have to just be like, well, I'm not going to watch HGTV. I don't care. No, not caring is not an option. You got to care. You got to celebrate. You got to be a part of the celebration of the love, which you must then affirm. Just wait. No, this texter's absolutely right. Just wait. Heard a lot of you sending sweet stuff in this morning on the text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, after 46 years of Valentine's Days with my hubby, the best and most remembered gift is a brown paper sack with several Hershey bars while we were dating. Isn't it funny how life's just like that? I know. It just is. Texter writes, happy Valentine's Day. If I can't listen to Rush, I depend on your well-oiled mind to help me set the rudder. Thanks for staying up late and doing the hard research for me. Now we're going to dive back into the serious stuff in a second. A lot of people on the text line with their love stories. I love love stories, as I said. I do. Do you ever, that whole love at first sight thing, did you ever have that? Did that happen to you? And like you saw him, you knew? Is that real? I believe in that. I think it's real. I do. And you know what? It happened to me, but not with my husband. You're like, wait, what? With who? With a friend of mine. It was the weirdest thing. He was a good friend of mine from high school. I knew him very, very well. He used to drive my sister and I to school because he lived near us. And he was just this very quiet guy, had not really known him throughout school, got to know him super well in the car. Every morning, he's just this really wicked sense of humor that was very, 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 very off and a little quirky. Very, I didn't say off, but strange and a little quirky. And the more you got used to it, the more you loved it. And so he and I both ended up going to UNC Chapel Hill. And we actually studied together a lot. And so we scheduled our classes so that we would, you know, we'd have classes and lunch together. And the only class we didn't have together was Spanish. And but just really good friends. And so I went the first week to Spanish, and they partnered you up to with a speaking partner. They partnered me up with this girl as my speaking partner. And I spent about 5 minutes with her, and I knew. I knew she was his wife. It just struck me like a lightning bolt. It was the freakiest thing. And I actually asked her the first time I met her if she knew him or, you know, like, were you related to this guy? Because she had the same exact off-the-wall, quirky sense of humor that he did. Just almost the same, like, mannerisms. It was almost like they were related. I don't know. And I knew. And anyway, so Spanish was before lunch. And so I went to lunch with him. And he had just, you know, he'd graduated high school. And you know how it is. You have that high school, that epic high school girlfriend. But then you're done and you want to try dating in the real world and stuff like that. So he was not about a girlfriend, much less a wife. And I walked into the cafeteria and I sat down with a big smile on my face and I said, I just met your wife. And he looks at me like, I've lost my mind, right? We're both freshmen and in college. And I think his biggest worry was, you know, where we were all, this big group of us were going that night. And he's, you know, rolled his eyes. Yeah, whatever. I don't even want a girlfriend. And then he says, is she hot? Because, you know, guys, right? That's how y'all are. I'm like, no, I met your wife, I swear. And so I start trying to get her to go out with all of us so she can meet him. And the next time I see her, I'm like, hey, we're going to go out to see this band or whatever. You want to come? And you really got to meet this guy. And I think I kind of freaked her out a little bit. She's like, no. So I finally said, okay, why don't you come to lunch with me after class? And I didn't tell her that he was going to be there. Maybe I should have. Because that already, I think, weirded her out a little. She liked me. We ended up being great friends throughout college. We hung out. But, you know, me pushing a guy on her was a little weird. So I walk into the cafeteria with her, and he's sitting where we always sit for lunch. And I watched him see her for the first time. And he absolutely, and I know because he told me later, he absolutely had that, like, lightning bolt, like, dude. Like recognizing somebody, like knowing. And he had the same feeling I did. Bam. And I saw the look on his face. Just lightning bolt. I can't explain it. I'll never forget it. It was freaky and ESP-like and weird. And they were together for the rest of college and got married right after. I was in their wedding. It was really cool. But I knew as soon as I met her. Isn't that weird? But I didn't know that for myself. Go figure, right? Anyway, it was one of the coolest things I've ever watched go down, just watching him see her and have that look on his face of recognition that she was going to be someone special in his life. And he knew instantly before either of them opened their mouths. And it was cool. It was really cool. He thanked me later for being so persistent. Anyway, Ingles Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Text line, 713. So, by the way, they're still together. They have kids and live in North Carolina. They're happy, which is really cool. Texter writes, all right. Oh, what are we at? 43. Okay. Can I get... Oh, George has got one of the stories. Okay. And then we'll get back into the stuff. There's a ton going on today, but it's Valentine's Day and it's Friday. So, you know, George in Greenville. Hey, George.
Hey, I've never called your show before. So but I have called some other shows, but I never called you. And I want to tell you, first of all, you do a great job and I really appreciate the information you put out. I want to talk about my wife today, the love of my life. This week, 38 years ago, I ran into her. I was attending Tri-County Tech at the time, and every quarter, I think it's quarter, I don't think it hit so much, every quarter you had to go re-register for all your classes. So I went by the registrar's office to do my classes, and she was working in there. She was a student worker, whatever they do the thing, and it was just like, I never believed in this love at first sight malarkey before, but as soon as I saw her, I was in love. And I talked to her for a few minutes, and I just was, like, overwhelmed. And her boss, the registrar, also happened to be a psychology teacher that I had, and I knew him. So I went straight from the thing where I signed up over to talk to him about her. And I got all the background information about her, He told me that she had just gone through a thing where she broke up with her longtime boyfriend. And I didn't know at the time, but while I was doing that, she was going through my records at Tri-County checking me out.
Whoa.
So I went back over the thing, and I wasn't really the most brave person about doing this kind of thing, but I just asked her if she'd go eat lunch with me. And she agreed to. We went to eat at in Wendy's or whatever, and we set up our first date for Valentine's Day that week. And she's been the love of my life. She's my soulmate. We've had two great kids. We just had our first grandkid. And our relationship has evolved over the years. She's the best friend I've ever had, and she made me believe in love at first sight.
That's awesome, George. That is absolutely awesome. Is she still with you? Still alive?
Oh yeah.
And you're still in tears talking about it. That's awesome.
Well, she's special. Yeah, it's not just me. Everybody loves her. I'm just very fortunate to find her.
George, that is absolutely awesome. Is she listening right now?
I doubt it. She's at work, so she's probably not.
Okay.
She might be. I'm not worried about that.
What's her first name?
I just wanted to comment on your love at first sight thing.
That is so awesome. George, that is so awesome. What's her first name?
Gwen.
Listen, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
No, Gwen.
Yes, Gwen. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to make sure that you talk to producer Chris, because she has got to hear this, George, okay? So I'm going to get him to make sure you get the podcast. Would you play this for her?
Oh, I get your podcast. Okay. I play them all the time. Awesome. I doubt I'll play it for her.
Oh, come on. Come on, George. Come on. Lady. I don't think a man has ever cried talking about how much he loves me, except my dad, maybe. That is awesome, George. I mean, and after all those years, and you still love her like that? Do you know how special that is? Do you know how rare that is? I mean, that's just awesome. Well, I mean, you've got to, come on, you got to play it for her. You got to.
It's what makes it rare is to find somebody like her. She's the rare one.
Mm. Well, George, I am so grateful, and I am at the end of the segment, like way over. I am so grateful you've called in this morning, because there's so few instances of shown anyway in public of happiness, joy, love in a long-term relationship like that. Thank you. You have just made my morning with your phone call.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, gonna jump on the line real quick. Got time for one of these, about 2 minutes. Let's go with Jim in Greenville.
How you doing? This is not exactly Valentine's, but I think you'll find this hilarious. My mom was in the Navy in World War II and worked in the Bureau of Personnel. When they went out in the town, the girls would meet different guys, mostly sailors, and they would get their last name. They'd go back to the Bureau of Personnel, look up the guy's record, and if the guy was married, they wouldn't go back and see him. But if they liked the guy and he was single, they would look up all the details on his life, get a second date with him, and the group of girls would go together, and all of a sudden one of them would say, "Hey, you know, I can read your palm," and then they'd recite all the details of the guy's life back to him that he didn't tell them before.
Cool. You probably couldn't do that today because you'd get sued, but back then it was good, right? Yeah. So tell me real quick, how'd it work out?
Well, that isn't how she met my dad. She met my dad at a factory when they both got out, but...
Oh. Well, that was cool, though. I bet that messed with the minds of some of the guys, though, right? That'd
have
been
sure.
Fun to watch.
I'd be hilarious over that one.
Yeah. Today, that'd Take be care. A viral video, right?
It'd be a lawsuit or a court-martial today.
Yeah. After the viral video, Jim. And the viral video is, of course, what's really important. Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. All right, got some other great stories here. I'm going to get to them. Unfortunately, I am jammed up against the break right now, and I don't want to end up cutting you off. I do want to bring this up because it would be wrong if I didn't mention it. Absolutely tragic yesterday to see the finding of the body of 6-year-old Faye Swetlik. Got off the bus, playing in the front yard, disappeared. Found her body in the neighborhood. Kind of a strange situation. Also found a dead male body as well. It's not clear if that's related to her or they were just scouring the neighborhood so well. Stuff turned up. But absolute tragedy. It's not real clear right now who was involved in this, but definitely prayers for her family. She's, of course, from Casey, South Carolina, which is right near Lexington, and we hate to see that. Just keep your eyes on your kids, folks. You just don't know what's out there. And I think a lot of the time that we don't see things like this happen that much because there isn't as much opportunity as there used to be. Kids stay inside now. They don't play outside so much. But when they do, for those who can't resist a thing like that, it creates an opportunity. So keep your eyes on your kids. God bless that family.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.